Thomas Saltridge, a manager with Public Consulting Group, told members of the commission that grading dispensary applications should be a quick process.
Once we receive the applications, we're going to try to get this done in 30 days. Now, having never seen one of these applications, and is it, when I get them through the scanned version, is it going to be organized or is it going to be disparate all over the place? Mary Robin assures me that it's going to be organized, but and I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, we'll get those applications and we will, you know, have them in a way that we can actually get them into our system and start the scoring process.
He said the company will need to carefully train a group of people who will be grading the applications so that their work is consistent. Commissioner James Miller, who took part in the meeting by phone, asked Aldridge why the company offered to do the work for such a low price.
You guys bid right under $100,000, and the next person up was three times the amount. Can you explain why?
I can. Our firm has been talking about the medicinal marijuana business for a bit and trying to decide if we fit into it, to be quite frank with you. We do a lot of work for government agencies. It's a process that a lot of government agencies are going through right now.
PCG primarily works with states and healthcare companies on Medicaid-related issues. Aldridge acknowledged this is essentially a trial for doing marijuana-related business.
We certainly have no intentions of making a lot of money on this contract, I can assure you. But we tried to bid it with very, very low margins so that we could get involved with a project and see if our skill set and our talents match up to what the states might look for this particular marketplace.
The chair of the commission, Dr. Rhonda Henry Tillman, expressed concern that the team doing the application grading doesn't include a doctor. Aldridge acknowledged that would have brought the cost above $100,000, prompting this response from Henry Tillman.
I get very nervous about patient care and to see the lack of support for the medical illness is mind-boggling to me. This could be dangerous. I understand the business component of it, but not understanding the importance of what we're doing from a medical perspective, someone can get hurt.
The commission then discussed how to notify those whose applications were rejected. That prompted two people in the audience to ask to speak before the meeting. Commissioner Travis Story said public comments should instead be allowed at another meeting.
I would move that we set a date and time for public comment and have everybody find the right location for.
And can I make a friendly amendment that we not do any other action until we've heard the public comment? I think it's the right thing to do. It's not going to change any, and we're going to review the information, so I think that we should do the right thing.
That's fine.
The commission did not discuss a secretly recorded video made by an unsuccessful applicant for a cultivation license who met with Commissioner Carlos Roman. Roman was absent from Tuesday's meeting. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin.